Now back to the Fan Late Night with Sean Drotar on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Oh, you thought we forgot, didn't you?
Wednesday. Means you're halfway through the week.
Congratulations.
Weekend's closer than it is behind you.
We do a little Yacht Rock Hump Day on week.
Wednesdays. No, make it a little easier for you. Slow things down, especially on a busy night in sports. The Denver Nuggets lose Jamal Murray for the remainder of the season and a good part of next season with a torn left ACL non-contact injury in their last game against the Warriors. A couple bad games in a row for the Denver Nuggets, and it would be easy to see them be down tonight. Well, it wasn't the case. Nuggets came out with fire, 11-point halftime lead on the way to 123-106 win. And joining us now to break it down is our Nuggets insider, Matt Moore, joining us courtesy of Michelob Ultra, an official beer sponsor of the Denver Nuggets. Follow him on Twitter at HP Basketball and at the Action Network. Matt, obviously this is going to be a very, very hard road without Jamal Murray. But there were signs that this team can still make it through. Now, championship, I don't necessarily know. But let's find up in bright side for tonight. They played very well, and perhaps this situation is going to spur further development from Michael Porter Jr.
Man, Sean, they just absolutely whacked the Eastern Conference playoff team. I think we could go a little bit further. Like, I honestly, at this point, think that everybody's gone a little too far. Like, yes, okay, they're probably not winning the NBA title. They're almost definitely not winning the NBA title. This team's still really dangerous. This team's still really good. Like, this is a really great performance tonight. They played great defense. They defended at a high level. They shared the ball. They made great rotations. Guys stepped up, which is what happens in the NBA when a guy gets hurt. Does it limit their ability in the playoffs? For sure. But, you know, we were talking tonight, like, are they going to miss the playoffs? It's like a question people are asking. I'm like, God, no. Like, they're not going to miss the playoffs. They have Nikola Jokic, the MVP, Michael Porter, who got back to his ways tonight of absolutely shooting the lights out. Just this team is still going to be really good in the regular season. They're still going to win a lot of games. They're going to get growth. It's going to teach guys about key moments. I think a really positive sign is they got Aaron Gordon more involved tonight. I think that was a really good step. Like, there's really nothing bad to take away from this performance. There will be an emotional letdown, I think, after a couple of games without Jamal. There will be spots where they would have won games had Jamal been there. And without him, they won't win. But they are still a really good team, and they're going to give anybody that they run up against a big fight.
I'm glad you brought up Aaron Gordon. That's where I was going to go. I mean, when we look at the way he's played of late, he's obviously been part of the puzzle, and it's been a great addition. But they really haven't done much to make sure that he was a focus of the offense. You know, five shots in the two games previous. Really, he's only had double-digit shots a couple times since he's come here, and only double-digit scoring a few times since he's been in Denver. Now, it does mean there's a little more headroom here because we know that Aaron Gordon could score more than this. Porter Jr. got right. We were talking about the bad three-point performances over the last couple games, but he got right again. It's not as if they don't have guys that can make up the slack. And Monte Morris comes back, starts the game, looks like a steadying presence. And they got, a terrific night off the bench from a player that's going to be very, very important going forward, P.J. Dozier.
Dozier was spectacular. You know, the shot's going to come and go. But I think this is important to note. P.J. Dozier's not a bad shooter. He's an inconsistent shooter. Those are different things. And so there will be nights when he looks like tonight, and he's absolutely able to knock stuff down and hit an array of shots, and it's really good. I think there's going to be nights when he's had, like he's had the last couple weeks, where, you know, he can't get water, he fell out of a boat, and those will be tougher. But he brings a lot of defense, especially in the third quarter. Dozier was in passing lanes. He was attacking. His size gives them a big advantage. He's an athlete, and he's a really good passer, and he's a good passer on the move, too. Like, Dozier has a wide array of skills and an NBA body, and all of those things I think are going to help the Nuggets. I was big on Dozier last year. I was encouraged when the Nuggets front office said that they really believed that he could be more. That's one of the reasons they kept him and moved him into the kind of the wing role. You know, Monte Morris with the starters, I think that's going to help a lot of matters. But having another ball handler on the floor, honestly, one of the things, like, like I said the other night, there's nothing good about Jamal Murray's injury. Like, all the effects are bad. However, you know, you're not going to see any more of the three-guard lineups, and that's important. They don't have the minutes to run the three-guard lineups, and those are always pretty disastrous. So thought that all those guys played really well. Jamichael Green was really good. The bench showed up. If the bench shows up on most nights, because the starters are going to outscore their opponent almost all the time, the Nuggets are going to win a lot of games.
When you take a look at that situation with the big men, we know that it's been difficult trying to find a way to fit them all in for Michael Malone with Green, with Millsap, with JaVale McGee. Does this situation, like you said, there's nothing good about it, but does this situation perhaps make that a little bit easier, knowing that you need to pick up some slack? Does it allow Michael Malone to maybe be a little more creative in the way he assembles guys on the floor?
I don't think so. I mean, look, I don't think you want to get creative. Like, you want to have a set rotation. You
it
want
has
to
been
be able
working
to be...
thus far. You're right.
Yeah, I don't think the Nuggets are in need of a whole lot of reinvention. You just kind of look. A lot of it, though, is you saw tonight the Nuggets moved the ball, and that's how they played a lot of the year. If you remember, like, you know, Jamal, they didn't run a lot of stuff with two man game with Jamal all the time. They would use it very sparingly. And when they needed to really hammer a team with it, when nothing else was working, they would go to two-man game with Jamal and Jokic and dominate. That's out the door, right? So now it's like, what are going to be your counters when that happens? And that's going to have to be where Porter steps in. That's going to have to be where Gordon steps up. That's going to be where you need more from Will Barton, who did not have a good night tonight. But in general, I just think that you can look at the team and know that they have enough night to night. Like, this is a more talented team than most of the teams that they will face. And look, the Heat are a pretty good team.
They are.
They've got a lot of talent. Made the finals last year. I think that we can see now that was a little bit of smoke and mirrors from the bubble, but still a really good team. Defensively, it really needs to be noted what Denver did tonight. They got back to being good defensively. And when they're good defensively, again, they're just going to be able to beat most teams.
Now, we've talked about this with defensively before. The defense flows from their offense. When the Nuggets offense is cooking, the effort is there. They're flying around. The defense gets better. Do you think with the addition of Gordon, and the fact that Murray has gone and maybe some of that confidence of at least the diverse offense diminishes a little bit, do you think that's going to change the effort level, or do you think this is just part of their DNA that they have to be clicking on offense to get that kind of defensive performance?
No, I mean, I think part of this is they're going to be bigger now. Like, they'll play bigger. Like, the Dozier minutes are going to be key, right? Like, Dozier gets more minutes than wing and guard because of the injury status, and that means that they're going to be able – be more defensive and be more athletic. I thought the defensive effort was high anyway. I thought that was good. Like, they were disruptive. They also played with more pace. That's going to be the really tough part, is they play with a lot of pace tonight. Now, notably, when Murray's been out, they actually have played with more pace, just for whatever reason. But that's going to be a big part of it. They needed to get stops and turn those into quick-hitting offensive opportunities and keep teams on their heels, because you do not have Murray to go back and forth this way. In a slugfest anymore. And so this is pretty, it's complicated stuff, but at the end of it is just, they have a good system built around and the MVP, and that's going to take you pretty far.
Talking with Matt Moore, our Nuggets insider. And now that this ball handling situation has changed, we've talked about adding a ball handler for a while, even before Jamal Murray was hurt. The Nuggets apparently reportedly are negotiating with Austin Rivers, who also is reportedly in Denver, to join the Nuggets. If that gets done, what would he add to the team, and how quickly could he start making an impact?
Well, I think, you know, Rivers has a lot of playoff experience. He's been, you know, he's with the Clippers and with the Rockets. Like, he's made deep playoff runs, right? I mean, there's a reason he's bounced around. There's a reason he's on the buyout market. But he does have experience. He's a bigger guard. He can shoot. He can handle. He can run point. He can set an offense. All of those things. You know, I think it's a low-risk move, obviously, with where he's at and what they need. And I think it'd be good to have another, you know, ball handler creator available. I don't know. It's difficult. I always kind of hesitate to say, like, if you told me that Austin Rivers was joining, I'd be like, oh, he probably slides in ahead of Facu Campazzo and probably ahead of P.J. Dozier, given his experience level. But those guys have already built, you know, identity with the team, right? They already have, like, roles on this team. And so I don't really want to assume that he's going to take over a big role, but I can see him having an impact, especially in the playoffs, having a guy with that kind of experience, especially his defensive work is underrated. He's a pretty good defender, brings a lot to the table on defense and can shoot from the outside and set the table on offense. He's a veteran guard.
He is Matt Moore. You can follow him on Twitter at HP Basketball and over at the Action Network. It will be an interesting tail end to the Nuggets season now, and I think Matt's exactly right when you talk about the Nuggets. Don't write them off just yet. okay, maybe they're not going to win the championship. That'll be like every other season the Denver Nuggets have ever had. Doesn't mean that you can't necessarily enjoy what's going on and see how this team continues to evolve. Thanks for laying it out for us. Looking forward to talking to you next time, Matt.
Take care, Sean.
All right, thank you. Matt Moore, brought to you by Michelob Ultra, an official beer sponsor of the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets look great tonight. It would have been easy for this team to sleepwalk. They didn't do it. And that's a great sign. And I think the addition of Austin Rivers, if and when it happens, will just find a way to make this team better. Will not be as good without Jamal Murray. But it doesn't mean they're not dangerous. You saw that tonight. They still have that guy we didn't talk about, that Jokic fella with the 15th triple-double of the year tonight. He did that too. He's still around. So don't write him off just yet. It is mock draft season. Changes all the time. Well, we want to take a look at one from Sports Illustrated that has a very fascinating result for your Denver Broncos. We'll look at it next.